News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. And one of the fun things for me as the United Way community campaign is off and running is that we get to visit with representatives of the agencies which receive funding from United Way of the Brazos Valley. And this morning, Lynn Yeager with the prenatal clinic is here. And thank you.
Well, thank you for having us. We always like to be out here and share what's going on with the United Way in general, but specifically, too, for the prenatal clinic.
Well, let's first of all introduce listeners who are not familiar with the prenatal clinic. Give us a little biography.
All right. We are celebrating 32 years in existence in the Bryan College Station community, and we serve low-income pregnant women who are uninsured throughout the seven-county Brazos Valley area. And just are all about, as Patricia Gerling once told me, we're all about healthy babies.
And I want to butt in right away because you do bring up the point of the geography. It's not Brazos County. It's your service area, which matches United Way of the Brazos
Valley.
That
is correct. And we're so pleased to be a part of the United Way that the Over the Edge campaign and event was so successful. And all of those funds come down to agencies such as the prenatal clinic, but certainly not just limited to the prenatal clinic. But we are certainly gifted with those funds, and we appreciate that very much. That campaign was very, and that event was very successful, and that all trickles down to agencies that help folks in our community.
As the population increases, I'm guessing your business increases.
Our business does increase. We certainly find ourselves still relevant in this community after 32 years, that babies are still born in this community, and we're pleased to play a role in making sure that those babies are healthy.
How do moms find you?
They can find us on our website at www.bcsprenatal.org. They can stop by the clinic at 3370 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, right across from the Kentucky Fried Chicken and the bus depot, or you can call the office at 979-595-1780.
What over time has the services changed?
Well, you know, basically having a baby hasn't changed in millions of years, but our services has changed a little bit in making sure that every woman in our community has access to prenatal care, whether they can afford it or not. Every baby deserves to have the chance to be born healthy, and we're celebrating that opportunity and in October as Healthy Baby Month in Bryan College Station in the Brazos Valley. So we'll be doing some things to highlight that, how important early entry to care is, and how we can make an impact just by simple things in the lives of children.
Prenatal health has always been important, but how has the role, for instance, the prenatal clinic help amplify that and help make that more visible?
Well, what we have found is that we, at one point in the community's history, there were women who presented at the hospital with never seeing a doctor. And in a community this size and in this particular space and time where information is so easily passed and provided, it's unthinkable to think that a woman would not have access to prenatal care. So we have made great strides in making sure that every woman, every pregnant woman, has the chance to see a doctor, that they can work through high-risk issues. They may have diabetes. We can work with that, and we can control that so that they have healthy babies, that babies have the chance to be born healthy.
Visiting with Lynn Yeager of the prenatal clinic, when you talk about there's so much information out there, there's also so much bad information out there.
Correct. And that is one of the things that we try to focus on, is that we have a health educator at our clinic. We want to make sure that our moms have the most current, the most accurate information, and in a format that's easy for them to understand. You can load people down with a lot of really high tech. What we want them to do is, what do they need to do every day? Watch their diet, watch their weight, continue with exercise, see the doctor.
What has changed? What has remained the same in delivering those services?
Well, we have physicians now at our clinic who provide the services for us. Again, you know, having a baby hasn't changed very much, but certainly we have the access to laboratory testing and ultrasounds that have been around for a number of years, but they just become more sophisticated as we go, and that many issues that are correctable can be detected early. And that's the importance of prenatal care, getting early entry to care so that any issues can be addressed.
Are there still women out there, for whatever reason, that think that they don't need prenatal care?
Thankfully, that's not as common, but absolutely there is. And there's lots of cultural issues that come into play with this, that my grandmother tells me this, my aunt tells me this, my next door neighbor who's had four babies tells me this. And what we want to be sure is that sound medical care, sound medical advice is what our patients follow, and every woman in this community follows. That is, it's easy and simple when you follow the rules.
And you mentioned the cultural component, and there's probably an international component given the student body between A&M and Blinn.
We do have a diverse population that comes to our clinic. We have a staff that meets those needs, and everyone is welcome at our clinic.
Finishing up with our visit with Lynn Yeager of the prenatal clinic, back to Healthy Baby Month, any specific activities that y'all are doing in October?
We are. We have several things planned. We have a couple of health fairs that we're going to be involved with later in the month. But this Friday is First Friday in downtown Bryan, and we will have a booth there. We'll be working in conjunction with the National Charity League, a group of young women and their moms who are going to have some activities for kids. Then we're going to have a nursing student group from A&M, and they're going to have some educational information, and we'll be there to share information about the prenatal clinic and just encourage people. You may not be pregnant, but you always know somebody who is, who could use our services, and we would appreciate you sending them our way.
Circling back around to the United Way aspect, the funding that you receive from United Way of the Brazos Valley, how does that help what y'all do?
This year, our project is in conjunction with Scotty's House, and the name of our project is Prevention Through Collaboration, and we are doing an education model on child abuse prevention. So all of our parents are getting some educational, all of our moms and families are getting information on how to prevent child abuse. Some of them are as simple as how to sleep your baby safely, that it's important that your baby sleeps on their back until they can turn over, and then, of course, they just roll all over. But and then we look at diet, and we look at shaken baby syndrome, that, you know, how to be careful with a newborn. They're fragile. They're resilient, but they are fragile.
Again, for more information, how do they find the prenatal
BCSprenatal.org. We're located at 3370 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, or you can call our office at 979-595-1780.
And a reminder for more information on United Way of the Brazos Valley online at uwbv.org. Thanks again to Lynn Yeager of the Prenatal Clinic for visiting with us on our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.